This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. The sins of God's people in the wilderness often amaze us, but perhaps we're more like them than we care to admit. Today, how to avoid one of their most damaging sins as we study Numbers chapters 21 through 25. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of The Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
When I was a kid, we didn't have very much. We were on relief, or on the county, as they called it in those days, and we were given a basket of food every week that was provided for the poor. So I was raised on pink beans and sow belly, and that was about it. Well, right out of that situation, I went into the Marine Corps. And I recall the guys around me complaining about the food. But for me, it was the best food I'd ever had on a consistent basis. Man, they served vegetables I'd never heard of. And meat and a little cup of ice cream for lunch every day. I thought it was great. Thankfulness in any situation depends a lot on our perspective. Now in Numbers chapter 21, we find the children of Israel murmuring and complaining. They complained for lack of bread, although the manna was in constant supply, and when they despised the provision of God and called it light bread, fiery serpents came among them, which killed many of those who shook their fist in the face of God. When Moses prayed, the Lord gave him instructions to set up a serpent of brass on a pole, so that if a serpent bit anyone, if he looked up at the serpent of brass, he would live. Immediately, those who had looked upon Moses as their enemy now sought him out as their intercessor and their advocate with God. And as Jesus did many years later, Moses prayed for them who despitefully used him. The acts of Moses are a clear picture of Jesus Christ, and so is the brass serpent itself. Jesus said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." You know, one of the most difficult continuing battles we face as Christians is the battle against a thankless spirit. In Romans 1, we have a long list of people's heinous crimes and sins against God. And on that list is the phrase, "Neither were thankful." Now that puts a thankless spirit in some pretty bad company. But how do you develop a thankful spirit? Well, you don't have to grow up during a depression to be thankful. You simply have to see all that you have as the gracious provision of God and thank Him for it each day. Frank Clark put it well when he said, "If a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes encouraging you to make thankfulness to God a joyful part of your walk of daily discipleship.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, success without a successor is failure. Join us on Daily Discipleship.